Recently, watching multiple beds being taken into a home that was formerly a bed and breakfast concerned at least one of its Garibaldi Highlands neighbors. Neighbor Peter Oram soon discovered that the Four Seasons Resort and Residences Whistler was renting the Glacier View Drive 6,000-square-foot home for some of its seasonal workers. Oram says he is concerned both for the employees who will live there and for local families who are desperate for housing, but can't find it. "Why aren't those suites rented out to the desperate, Squamish, people in need?" he said. "If that were two couples that work in Squamish, it'd be great when we're desperate for a lot of accommodation, and there's almost none." It also doesn't sit well with Oram that employees for an established hotel that is majority owned by billionaire Bill Gates's company have to be shuttled up and down the highway to Whistler. "It seems to me it's not the best for the employees," he said, arguing the hotel should build enough worker housing in the town where they work for its employees. Carolina Perez, director of public relations for the hotel, told the Squamish chief that it houses 50% of its workforce. "We have a well-established employee housing model, including employee housing on-site within the resort, and in many off-site homes in Whistler and the surrounding community," Perez said in an emailed statement. "Our housing model in Squamish aligns with our existing, well-established housing model, including addressing concerns such as safety, security, noise control and parking." Perez said there is a formal lease regarding the rental of the home in Squamish. She added that the hotel is working with the District of Squamish to ensure the usage of the home is in compliance with all bylaws and zoning regulations. While Oram told the Squamish chief he thought he saw close to 40 beds going into the home, Perez said that number was way off. "The maximum number of people allowed per bedroom is two employees, following bylaws, therefore, the number is very inaccurate." She did not say how many employees would be living there, but a real estate listing for the home states there are 7 bedrooms total. 2 additional 1-bedroom suites with private entrances, plus 5-bed, 5-bath in the main home, the listing reads. It also says there are 6 parking spots. As of December 11, Perez noted there are no employees at the house yet. The district told the Squamish chief that it has heard the concerns from the public regarding a property on Glacier View Drive and is conducting an investigation, including working with the tenant, to make sure that the property meets district and BC building code requirements. The district does not control who lives in a dwelling unit, as long as it is being used for residential purposes. The district's role is to ensure compliance within the BC Building Code through building permitting process so that all buildings comply with provincial safety and health requirements, including fire safety requirements, said district spokesperson Rachel Boguski. The district's building department is responsible for enforcing municipal bylaws, and enforcement practices vary depending upon the nature of the offense. These range from posted notices to fines to educational discussions and, hopefully, voluntary compliance. Ultimately, life safety is the primary concern, Boguski added. "We know that a percentage of our local workforce travels outside of Squamish for work, so in some ways Squamish has been housing a portion of the regional workforce for quite some time," said Mayor Armand Herford in an email to the Squamish chief. That said, housing availability and affordability continue to be a major concern in Squamish, and the need for a regional approach is crucial to prevent larger-scale spillover of unmet housing needs. "Collectively, we can do better, and I'm looking forward to working on this with my council colleagues and counterparts regionally and provincially." The Squamish chief also asked if the district is aware of how many other out-of-town employee housing there is in town. "We will update this story if and when the information is available."